Hello and welcome to Connecting the Modern Store, a series of exclusive podcasts brought to you by Renovatech, a leading name in end-to-end AIDC and enterprise mobility technology solutions. On today's episode, we'll be discussing how deploying innovative managed services within your retail operation is vital to creating a seamless and rewarding in-store experience for customers and associates, and ensuring the security of your mobile estate. My name is Dave Harris, and joining me to discuss this fascinating topic is Andy McKenna, Technical Support Manager at Renovatech. We're also joined by Steph Wood, a Renovatech Sales Manager, and Jamie Mottershead, Technology Director at Renovatech. Jamie, Andy and Steph, thank you for being here today to talk technology solutions for the retail sector. Jamie, I'd like to come to you first, if I may. A lot is changing in the retail sector, obviously, with technology. What are some of the key challenges retail technology managers are facing right now?
I think the technology is moving at such a fast pace at the moment that keeping up to date with the latest and greatest is the main challenge that a lot of retail sectors are facing at the moment. And just to give you a bit of an example of some of the challenges that that are brought to us by our customers is around the need to, or the requirement to, put a device in the hand of every operator on the shop floor. That's a common message that we're getting, and that's born from the consumer, really, the requirement to have information ready there and then. So from maybe an apparel perspective, being able to say what size of product do they have in stock, in what colour, if that's available. Now, if that information isn't available and you see in store that the size and colour that you're looking for isn't actually on the shelf, and you aren't able to get that information quickly, then the potential loss of sales. So having a piece of equipment or a device that's able to get that information in as real time as you possibly can, becomes really, really important. I think you can look at this from the grocery sector, where it's commonplace now to see pickers within the aisles, pick and click and collect, home deliveries, but also adding to that the need to get additional information from an operator that says what information is in the background. Gap busting has been around for a long, long time, but technology available to support that. So I think there are a number of different drivers from this, but the vast majority comes from the need from the consumer to have the information available as quickly as they possibly can.
Yeah, and presumably as technology has improved, consumers are going to get more demanding because they've got used to it and they expect that speed of response.
Yeah, if you look at, if they're sat at home and the e-commerce boom that we've been through from the past, 5 to 10 years that's happened, people expect to have answers to the questions they have in near real time. So taking that into the store environment and colleagues on the shop floor being able to answer that question in real time, is really important. But add that to the fact that if there isn't any colleagues around, kiosks that are on the shop floor, that they're able to get that information and find out for themselves, that becomes sort of commonplace.
So Steph, if I could turn to you now, what areas of retail operation would you say is cutting edge technology typically being deployed in?
I think cutting-edge technology is being deployed throughout the whole retail supply chain. So obviously when we say retail, we probably think of shop fronts, and that's exactly right. But there's also the technology that's going into the distribution centres, warehouses for these retail stores as well. Obviously, the faster that things can get processed and out to the shelves, the better. Also, as Jamie mentioned, there's the e-commerce side of things. So we're seeing a lot of robotics, voice picking, machine vision being deployed into the distribution centres. But then on the storefronts as well, we've got things such as the AI enhanced or RFID payment systems. We've got one of those in the innovation centre. The shelf edge labelling, which is your digital labels, which can be centrally managed for instant discounting and updating of prices. And then we've also got our Q-matic click and collect and queue busting system, which again helps stores to move customers through much quicker. It's more convenient for the customers to order online and just receive a code to their mobile phone when it's ready to collect.
Yeah, I'm imagining a scenario with those shelf edge systems where you could kind of pick your thing off the shelf, and by the time you get to the till, the price has gone down. could that happen?
It could potentially happen, but what should happen is that the feed from the label will have got to the till before you have.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, you'd never be in danger of missing out.
I'm being a little bit facetious, I apologise, but but it's just that this technology is extraordinary, isn't it? Because, I mean, there are so many new technologies and we're seeing them in our everyday shop.
What's really interesting to add to what Steph mentioned there is the ability to use handheld devices in a flexible way. For example, you may have a peak period where you need additional checkouts that you can get online very quickly and use the devices for payments, you know, payments on glass. That's, you know, concept of being able to flexibility within the store becomes really, really important.
Are you finding that selling enterprise technology can be a bit of a box shifting exercise, you know, where companies just get it because they feel they should have it, as opposed to perhaps more discerning companies that realise they need a lot of support over the lifetime of the product and that sort of thing?
I'd say it's a mixture of the two. We do see customers that they just need additional devices, and so we'll ship them out, and that's absolutely fine. But then we do have a lot of customers well who rely on us for some additional support to make sure that that their operations can run smoothly and efficiently. So for those, we do have a fully managed service. In addition to our managed services, I won't say too much because I know Andy will be giving some information on those later. But we also have things such as rentals. So if they need to grow the size of the estate over Christmas, for example, or if they have a summer rush, then we can offer rentals to expand the size of the estate. We can support them with that. It's all very easy to mirror exactly what we've got on their existing devices. So any additional or rentals could just go straight onto the same setup and roll straight out to store. We've also got our repair centre, so we are the only reseller who is authorised to repair Datalogic and Honeywell devices, that's in Europe and the UK. So we can help the customers manage, if they're not quite ready for an upgrade, then we can help them extend the life of the devices they already have.
So, Jamie, why should an organisation invest in a managed service?
I think the easiest point is that peace of mind. We've already spoken about, you know, additional sort of hardware within the retail space, colleagues having an individual piece of hardware that they use on a day-to-day basis for an eight-hour shift. Those bits of kit will then go through an awful lot of wear and tear. So not only from a physical perspective, but also from a software angle as well as batteries. So having that managed wraparound service in the form of Guardian managed service means that they can have peace of mind that they know that the batteries are being monitored and maintained. They know that when if they do have an issue with it, that we can add things like spare in the air. We can manage buffer stock for that particular customer and that client, and they're not having to have, you know, a dedicated team within their operation that are there simply managing and updating their devices for them.
So, Andy, Jamie mentioned Guardian managed services there in his answer. So what prompted the creation of this new Guardian managed service from Renovatech?
I think, as Jamie says, it's about putting a device in everyone's hand, and with that comes a lot of extra complication for our customers. So not only do you have to maintain that uptime of those devices, but you also have to maintain the security of them as well. So IT teams are already stretched. That's what we've quickly seen across the industry already. So by utilising one of Renovatech's managed services, you can actually put that onus onto ourselves. Because we are specialists in this area, we're not just going to bring the reactive support to yourselves. We can actually do it from a proactive support element as well.
And, you know, in terms of that proactive support element, are there different levels you can have? I mean, is it obvious for a retailer which they should go for?
So we do offer a number of levels to our managed services, but we try and keep it as simple as possible. So when you opt into one of our proactive support services, that is what you're getting. You're getting a proactive support service. So it's going to be things like the monitoring of your battery performance, the uptime of your devices, compliance ability. So things like, are you running the latest firmwares on your devices that have been signed off within the business? Are your applications running at the correct versions? It's all elements like that we can actually view and get the data back from the devices automatically now and just fix those before you know there's a problem effectively.
I think just to add on to that, there's different use cases now for the devices. So as we mentioned previously, you may have had a device that had a retail system, maybe had a basic gap busting process, but now in this day and age there may be a requirement to use that device to order stock for a customer. It may be out of stock in your particular store, but you want to place the order for the customer in that moment in time, you know, on your own e-commerce website. So taking that device and not only use it for your standard processes within the retail environment, whether that's gap busting, stock checking, but you may want to then switch to your company website to physically place the order on your e-commerce site so that it can be delivered either into store or delivered directly to the customer. So, you know, as Andy quite rightly says, we could then be allowing the application or multiple applications to be used on the same device. That needs an element of management as well.
And Steph, do you find when you're talking to customers, they fully understand, you know, the need for things like the Guardian services and that sort of thing?
Yes, I think they do. They certainly understand perhaps what they can't achieve in their own business or what they need some assistance with in their own business. So when they come to us and we discuss the managed service, we can really go through all the options and tailor it to exactly what they need. So it could be that we fully manage absolutely everything for them, every aspect of the device, all of their licenses, all of the firmware updates, or it could be that they just need a more basic service just to help them along with repairs management and things like that. So I think it's they always have an idea what they need and then we just help them to refine it.
And Andy, obviously there's flexibility there, as Steph has just said, which is obviously a good thing. How does it fit in though with existing managed services from Renovatech?
Due to our growth and the knowledge that we've gained within the business now and advances in technology, we're looking to effectively move our services forward with the times now. The Guardian service will actually be replacing our existing mobility services in their entirety, and that's because we're looking at this from a security standpoint, management and monitoring.
And how will that affect the customer from their point of view? You know, if you're switching to a Guardian service from the older service, will they notice any difference?
They will notice an uplift in the service in reality. So one of the major features of the Guardian services is the unlimited firmware updates that we'll actually allow our customers to have now. So we will be notifying our customers of new firmware updates being released and new applications being available for the MDMs, and then we'll be applying those to their builds.
Just to add to that, I think, you know, what we've seen is a huge change in the retail market over the past 5+ years, and that's, you know, coincided with the growth of Android within that marketplace as well. And it's simply a different way of supporting. There are different challenges within that marketplace now, and the needs of the customer are changing, and it's nearly impossible to stay up to date with the latest and greatest of everything. So that's where we bring that expertise to the table to then work with the end customer. This isn't us saying you have to have this. This is us working with our end customer to find the best solution to the challenge that they face on a day-to-day basis.
And Steph, that's a key point, isn't it, that Jamie just raised about the speed of change and the helping your customers to kind of know what they need to be doing in a way, because, you know, it must be impossible to keep up with all the changes if you've got lots of other responsibilities as well.
So that's really where the account managers come in from a sales perspective. So all of our account managers are aware of the different products we offer, of the different services, and we rely on them to stay in touch with the customers, stay close to them, understand exactly what they need for their business, and make sure that they're aware of the services that are on offer to them.
Jamie, before we finish, could you summarise the key benefits of the Guardian Managed Service for us?
Is that management piece, not only from a device perspective, but also from a software perspective as well. You know, bringing that into factoring the piece that Andy's spoken about in terms of the firmware updates, you know, making sure that the end customer is aware of the latest firmware that is available to them. And that can be across multiple devices. You know, we're seeing a growth of moving from handhelds to tablet-style devices within the retail space. So making sure that the latest and greatest firmware from a security perspective is on there, but then also taking into consideration the needs of the applications that are running. Not all applications will be tested on the latest version of firmware that's available, so working in partnership with the with the end customer is really critical. And then you take into considerations, people may think it's a small element, but it becomes critical, but the battery uses, the uptime of devices, making sure that buffer stock is managed and we know where we are at any point in time. We're providing the customer that visualization of what buffer stock they have available, what store has what devices, what's out for repair, and foreseeing potential challenges before they happen. that's what the Guardian services is all about. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that the customer has those devices in use and uptime as much as we possibly can. That's where we come into effect, by keeping that knowledge and managing the end-to-end service.
Andy, we've already talked about flexibility and how the Guardian managed service is very flexible and covers everything. But what if somebody, you know, a customer just needs to add on a few devices, or, you know, just change something fairly small? I mean, is it fairly easy for them to do that?
Yeah, ultimately, if you're just looking to add devices, once we have a build in place for yourselves, then once you purchase those devices, we'll be able to configure those to the exact same standards, that when they arrive with yourselves, they'll be working out the box. If you did need a change to your existing build, that's effectively completed just by through an email through to us. Once we have that as a request through, we'll be able to apply that to a test device so that you can make sure everything working as you're expecting before we target the rest of your estate.
I think just to jump in and add to that, the key point there is that out-of-the-box, you know, approach. For, again, the retail environment is such a fast-paced environment that don't have time to go and, you know, configure devices, make sure that they're on the correct firmware. That out-of-the-box, we don't impact the operation, or the impact to the operation is absolutely minimal. So whether that be exactly what Andy said, adding new devices, or whether that's adding new applications, there might be a new piece of software that's needed for installers that happens regularly. Adding that to the gold build, that so that any new devices who come simply work out the box.
And Jamie, what if people who are listening and watching to this, they need to find out more, what should they do?
Very simply, visit us at renovatech.com. We'd love to host you here at the Innovation Centre that we sit in today. We have a number of different applications and demos, as well as all of the hardware, where we're able to bring solutions off the page, and we'll be happy to discuss all of your Renovatech Guardian requirements.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. I'd like to take a moment to thank our guests, Steph Wood, Andy McKenna and Jamie Mottershead, for joining us at the Renovatech Innovation Centre for this fascinating episode of Connecting the Modern Store. If you want to learn more about innovative technology services for the modern store, please visit us at renovatech.com. While there, you can also book a visit to this brand new state-of-the-art Renovatech Innovation Centre located at our UK HQ in Newton Le Willows, Merseyside. My name is Dave Harris, and you've been listening to Connecting the Modern Store. See you for the next episode.